With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the fourth and final GOP debate of 2023 is taking place in Alabama. SRN's Laura Winters reports.
I would say it's definitely historic in the sense that the university is in the national spotlight.
That is University of Alabama junior Ethan Henry, news editor at the Crimson White, as the four GOP candidates on stage for the fourth GOP debate here in Tuscaloosa. It's the first presidential debate ever here in the state. Donald Trump not here, but on stage, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy.
Obviously, these are big figures. This is definitely a historic moment.
Laura Winters, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
A gunman opened fire on the campus of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Campus Police Chief Adam Garcia says there was a report of an active shooter at Beam Hall, home of UNLV's Lee Business School.
Officers immediately responded, engaged the suspect. The suspect at this point is deceased.
Sheriff Kevin McMahill says there is no further threat.
There are a number of victims that have been transported to area hospitals.
This UNLV student, a junior named Matthew, his reaction to the shooting?
Sadness that this is happening, but happiness that they've gotten here so fast. It seems like they were on campus right as it started.
Audio from KTNV. The UNLV campus is just 3 miles from the Mandalay Bay Casino. 60 people were killed in a mass shooting there in 2017. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. military announced it's grounding all of its Osprey V-22 helicopters 1 week after 8 Air Force Special Operations Command service members died in a crash off the coast of Japan. A preliminary investigation of last week's crash indicated that a materiel failure, that something went wrong with the aircraft and not a mistake by the crew, led to the deaths. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 70 points. This is SRN News. A Christian researcher is sounding an alarm about the lack of faith among the youngest Americans. Dr. George Barna of Arizona Christian University says he's worried about youth pastors, who he calls the most important pastor at any church.
Why are they most important? Because our spirituality is formed before the age of 13. With children's pastors, we discovered that only 12% of children's pastors, just one out of every eight, has a biblical worldview. Why does that matter? Because you can't give what you don't have.
Barna tells SRN News.
Everybody has a worldview. The only question is, which one do you have? If you don't have a biblical worldview, can you develop one after the age of 13? It's possible. It's not very common, but it's possible.
Barna's just released a new book, Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. He advises Christian parents not to leave the spiritual instruction of their kids solely to their local church. This is SRN News. Big changes could be coming to Ohio when it comes to marijuana.
State Senate Republicans proposing vast changes to a recreational marijuana measure approved by voters last month. Proposals in committee this week call for banning home growing of cannabis, increasing the approved tax rate, and changing how those taxes are distributed. Voters approved the citizen-initiated statute 57-43%. But legislators can make tweaks as they see fit. Opponents say the changes ignore the will of the people. Jason Walker reporting.
The anti-communist sister of Cuban leaders Fidel and Raul Castro has died in Miami at the age of 90. Juanita Castro died Monday, nearly 60 years after she fled their communist revolution. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.